Our topic is about reports we are receiving from Niumule border crossing point. People are complaining, people who are traveling and going to Uganda, sometimes coming from there, crossing via Niumule, coming to Juba. They are complaining about reports of harassment by immigration officials there. They do thorough searches on people. And sometimes the way they do it is not good. You find women and men are all in the same room. They are searched, pockets are removed. And sometimes in the process, people lose their properties and the money is confiscated from people. As the head of the immigration department of the National Police Service, did you get this report, first of all?
Thank you to Edwin Raya, this interview. Yeah, concerning the report, this is the report from this bus, and we sat on a meeting with all the organized forces who are there, and IGP, Inspector General of the Police, formed a committee, headed by myself, so to travel to Niumule to find out what is going on there. As we know, the immigration department is not the only department there.
Mm.
All the security organs are there, and then our people just in their offices here, when somebody comes or is traveling, their duty is only to stamp the passport, travel document, for somebody who is entering, then somebody who is traveling. So the issue of searching and so on, there is another security organ in the bridge.
Mm.
They are the one searching the people, not our people. So that is what I can say about what the
security. Yeah, you said the IGP has formed a committee headed by yourself. How big is this committee? What is the membership? And when is the committee going to Niumule?
Yeah, the membership is all the organized forces. All the organized forces based in Niumule, all members of the committee are consisting from all of them.
Mm.
So that we are now preparing the budget. Maybe within this week or next week, we will go.
Mm.
Including the revenue authority, one of the delegation which will go there, and the other institution like Bureau of Standards, so on. So all these institutions are going to travel there together.
Okay. So is it like a 5-member or 10-member committee, 8-member committee? How many members are there in the committee?
It is. If you count all the organized forces, plus the other 2 or 3 institutions, and we can start it with you, with the immigration, is myself. You go to CIG, go to PS, this is a professional standard police, go to border police, national security, MI, and Tiger, and all these are paid of security forces who are there. We are going to travel all together so that we can talk with those people and to find out what is going on there.
Mm. Yeah, Major General Elia Costa, do you have an idea, any preliminary information why such thing is happening, this harassment and some of these unwarranted searches where people are now complaining of extortion, their money is taken in the process and even other valuables? Do you have an idea why this is happening?
Well, like this one, you're going to find it there. When you are receiving a report, but we are not sure of what is going on there. So when we reach there, we'll know it from those people who are there. Then we didn't get a direct report from individuals.
The victims.
So this report which is coming, it is coming as a general report coming from there. But no individual person came and faced us that they harshed him, they took his money and so on and so on.
Yeah, so when the committee goes to Niumule, what will you be, what are the terms of reference of this committee? What will you be looking at when you go there to probe this issue?
Yeah, the term of reference is we want to find out exactly, is it the report, is it true or not true, number one. Number two, everybody is going to talk with these people there. If I'm the director of the immigration, I must call my people to talk with them, those of CID and the other secret organ, so that gives them directly, and then to monitor them also after this one.
Yeah, for the victims or people who have been affected by this practice that is happening there, people who may have lost even their money or who have been victims, harassed or intimidated in the process, what would be your advice to them?
Yeah, for those of the victims, they were supposed to report. If something happened to you, report. There is a police station there, that is what in Niumule there. So they were supposed to report to the authority which is there, functioning there. But if they didn't report, how can people know that it's true?
Yeah, finally, to the general public or any other person who may want to travel to Nimule to cross to Uganda. Given this development, a committee has been formed now to go and investigate this issue, and people who commute this road regularly in the backdrop of all that is also happening. What can you tell them? What should the public expect?
Yeah, I think our message to our people, everybody has his role. All these organized forces has its role. For us, like immigration department, they are only to check your document. Is it correct or is it is valid or it is not valid?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we send it to you, then you go. So the other security organs, they have all their roles also. Those of CID, those of MI, and so on. So we are going to advise our people also. We can advise our citizens that if there is something happened to him, let him go and report, not just keep him quiet so that we cannot know exactly what is going on. Then they are just going to complain that they took his money, but they are not reporting to the authorities. So that people can take action against them.
Yeah, so if this committee gets there and carries out the investigation and maybe finds some culprits, some suspects, people who are involved in this practice, what will be the penalty?
Yeah, we have administrative measures we can take against them. We have a police court, we have a joint court. We can take them to the court.
Okay. Thank you. Now let's come to Juba here, to your office. Some time back we used to hear issues of lack of booklets for passports and even for the nationality ID. What is the very latest on that development? Has the issue been resolved?
Yeah, I think we are going on well now. Maybe within this month or the coming months, we are going to have enough booklet for passport and nationality. So what was happening before, I'm sure it will not be there again. So because the payment of the family is the one causing the problem, payment of the company.
Mm.
The Minister of Finance, we thank them also, they start the payment. So we are going to receive a batch soon that we can solve our problem, especially the passport, because we have so many people who are students abroad. Their passports expire, so that sometimes they are facing problems there. So if you receive that one, we are going to do work for everybody who will get his passport. Without any problem.
Yeah, so the Minister of Finance has already paid the company that produces the passports and the booklets.
Yes.
So, and you have already ordered for more booklets and the nationality ID. Like, how many could you give the mention the amount that is being expected?
Yeah, we expected more. What can our work can continue? Because we don't want to make another jam again. So we ordered a good enough number that we can clear all the outstanding passport which is in the system and the nationality, so that is start working normally without any another jump again or jump.
Yeah, you know, Major General, people are also asking or suggesting that why can't the immigration department buy these machines and they produce these booklets here instead of importing them from outside, which is expensive.
You see, to get this machine is not a simple issue. It is a big project. It's a big project, so to get the machine. So that one, it needs enough resources so that people can buy it. We have a plan for that one, but I think it is a long-term plan, and we are going to do it so that we can just make our booklet internally here without getting it from outside. But the resources, the problem to get it, because it is not a small project, it is a big project.
Yeah, just finally, also the issue of people applying for the nationality ID or the passport. Like, there are people, even there are reports that there are people who applied for nationality or passport last year, until now they have not received it. Why this delay, and what is being done to resolve this issue? Is it related to the issue of payment of the company, or?
Yeah, the delayment was from the delayment of the payment of the company. That was the reason, the main reason. So since the Ministry of Finance started paying them, so everything will be available. Only the delayment was because of the delayment of the payment. But from now, the Ministry of Finance, we thank them also for supporting us. Everything will go without any difficulty.
Okay, anything you have left out that you want to add?
Yeah, I can pass my message to our people of South Sudan. That if anybody wants to come and get his passport or nationality, let him come by himself. Because you know that there are so many people now teaching people there, taking their money without doing anything to them. So you come by yourself, you process your nationality or passport without entering another third party, so that we can make to avoid
the middlemen, the brokers, yes.
Yes, the brokers which are limited.
Mm.
So that is my message to all the people of South Sudan. And then we have a plan also. Maybe we are going to receive a mobile kit. If we receive the mobile kit, we are going to open our office all over the counties of South Sudan.
Okay.
So that instead of the people coming from state to here or from the county to Juba here, they make their process there, then they send it to us, we produce it here, and then we send it to them.
Okay.
That is our project, which we are going on.